24, page 124. These are all the bodhicitta practice, and generate compassion. Yes, and then they said, bodhisattvas who want to help sentient beings, normally we like have this habituation or tendency. Said, you would like to meet people without trouble. Even successful people or some people can help you. If you see some people need help or failure or something, not in good situation, then people tend to worry that's this person or the place. Even there's a war or something, say, oh, don't be careful, don't go there. Or there's a street, it's more dangerous, people say, oh, don't go this area, there are many bad people. This is very understandable in this. Maybe not necessarily they don't have a compassion, but it's a, this kind of a safety, a priority is understandable kind of a way of thinking. But for bodhisattvas, say that it's they saw difficult person as a kind of a treasure. It said everyone has a possess Buddha nature. It's not the seeking of a temporary kind of benefit. They will have a vast compassion, long-term, as long as there is a space and time, as long as there is a sentient being suffering, I shall remain in this kind of samsara world to help them in order to complete enlightenment for them and reach enlightenment. This is a unthinkable kind of thoughts for normal people. Even one can say, help the country, it's big kind of heroic actions to help community, or even you can save a few people's life or something. It's a very good deed. But for normal people, if you don't, even you don't, you are not positioned in a president or something, but you are just normal practitioner. How could you, when thinking that big without any actually can help people? Normally people think that's too much, or this is a kind of just too ideal view. Or then it said, even though you cannot help immediately, but this view, it's a you're already in the path of the people or Buddha, bodhisattvas who already doing these actions in unlimited kind of a world in all directions, all different big universe. There are a lot of planet or world realms. There are so many Buddhas and bodhisattvas already doing this. Even though in our own world, also so many people have a work in from kind of limited compassion towards unlimited compassion. So many people have the view or consideration towards sentient beings that even we don't know that them individually, but we already benefit from their kind of work and their concerns. We already had this. So this is said, even though you cannot immediately fulfill or accomplish all that your aspirations, but it's worthy or it's right or proper to go this way or think this way to help all sentient beings. And in a matter of fact, it's a you kind of, although this is a thinking process maybe, but in the other hand, you already out of the negative circle yourself, due to thinking altruistic kind of views and deeds as much as you can do. And they said once one person reached some enlightenment, level of enlightenment, and then there's more details in some sutra and shastras that said you can spontaneously manifest so many bodies, forms, that it's unthinkable in level of Buddha or Bodhisattvas. Of course, in a Bodhisattva, as we said, even Bodhisattva is a great already beyond of samsara and nirvana, but there is a limitation for them too. From first ground on to eighth ground, they have afflicted, still have a subtle afflictions in their mind. And from eighth bhumi or ground to tenth ground, there is analytical kind of afflictions, still obscurations of emotion and cognition, or they still have cognition, subtle the illusions, or you can say some not purely gone total enlightenment yet, but that is already very, very kind of subtle, not really big matter, big problems for them. And until the 10th bhumis, there is also still have a habituation brought by the wrong view, or not wrong view, analytical, some kind of a cognitions, or we can use, maybe this is not right words for Dharma term, but it's a able to know the truth in that level. There is a still habituation brought by the cognitive kind of a pure cognitive power. Sometimes we use a fundamental wisdom not fully achieved yet, so we stay in these two obscurations. One is afflicted emotion, distortion of understanding. I think these two distorted understanding still very, very subtle, but there is some. So after beyond this, even the Bodhisattva, in level of Bodhisattva, it said they can manifest like beings, and even they can form as some kind of unsentient matters. And then this is normally we don't think it's impossible. If you say there's a consciousness transfer, transform, become a sentient being, it may be possible. But become matter is too much or something like that. But it's mentioned in many. If you one's mind and matter problem solved, then you will see there is a possibility. Yeah. And then you said that's why we should at least raise our great kind of a vast compassion. And if through such a single pain, a multitude of sorrows can be cured, such a pain as this all loving people strive to foster in themselves and others. Sometimes it's, the words too short, they're not very clear, so I have to read the further explanation to remind myself. I make sure. So I'll make sure I'm not explaining something is not meant by Shantideva. So it's said, there's a concern that so once if people say, oh, I cannot help all sentient beings, even one sentient being is difficult, because if I help other people, there are more trouble or more problems for me, they'll bring back more. I will kind of facing more challenges, more difficult. So even though I wish I can help, but actually that if I have a more pain and the suffering increases for myself, then how can I have a courage to help other sentient beings? And then here said, even though through helping others, yes, you maybe have to spend more time and energy. Even sometimes you have to kind of face some challenges. But they said the one person's suffering, still there's a limitation. If you can help or you can continue try to help other sentient beings are unlimited number of sentient beings. And then it's a kind of mutual help. You're helping other sentient beings, also help other sentient beings, will help you. So it's a kind of a great compassionate beings like bodhisattvas are happily, willingly to do these tasks, challenges, and even they face some inconvenient or suffering. They will kind of bear that suffering. So it's also said, of course, if you say, oh, you are one person, doesn't matter, then individualists also burst out. So most the kind of a collective thoughts are more, socialist kind of a way of thinking. Said, oh, is it, in order to serve country or the majority of people, individual should sacrifice, then many individualists, we can say, more people expressing individual freedom and the individual kind of, rights. When it said, oh, I don't want to. but here, it's true. For Buddhist path, they're talking about more, there is an individual liberation path. It's a Theravadan tradition, more kind of focus on one's own interest. But in Mahayana, unfortunately, it's a more focus on the collective benefit. So it's also request teachings from Maitreya, that sutra. It said, if you have a bodhicitta, and even God or devas will help you out. And then another sutra, Great Sun, Sutra of Great Sun, I think. It's said, so all past Buddhas, also because of they have the great compassion and bodhicitta, because of that, they have attained enlightenment. So what is the bodhicitta root fundamentally found, or what is bodhicitta you can generate bodhicitta, or what is the cause of bodhicitta is the compassion. So then it said, if you lose or you don't have the aspiration for other sentient beings to help or to think about, care about other sentient beings, then there is no Mahayana path, actually. And then, yes, please, well, maybe from the side, and then yeah, you can go first.
Yes. Knowing that the king would cause him did nothing to escape from tribulation, that the kings of men would be
needed.
Those whose minds are practiced, whose joy it is to see another's ills, will venture into the vow of unrelenting rain, as swans sweep down from the river of sight.
Thank you. This is a story from King of Samadhi Sutra. And then I said the one Supusha Pa, let's see, Supusha Pa Chantra. Chantra is the moon, remember. And then the first one, I think it's a kind of a flower or something. Some kind of a typical flower, I think. There's explanation on 99, but if you... And this is anyway, it's a... when Bodhisattva, in that local place, there is a... called the... I don't know English in this... king's name, maybe some Rabna, some king, kingdom. And there is a very, sound named king. He's called, brave, generosity, kind of name of his kind of meaning of this king's name. But he is not really a generous person, but he is kind of harsh towards monk, and then made them kind of turn to, force them to kind of work, and also let them, some monks expelled from the border of the country. And that time, this he went to forest because of fear of punishment from government. And then he met a great bodhisattva there. And he heard this place, he received a lot of teachings from this teacher. And then once he also many people arrived into forest to receive in teaching, and then there are also big kingdoms. So the king, this monk, went to spread in teachings and practice more places, and eventually king noticed there's still many people hiding and practicing teachings. And then the people warned him, said, don't teach and don't stay in this country, otherwise you're going to die, or punish you, or king will catch you. Once you're captured, then it's very difficult. But still he went to everywhere to teach one, and then finally he got caught. Said that he's chopped his head or something. I don't remember quite clearly, but they said his blood is like milk, or this milk, or is often kind of can heard, can read. And then he said, on the sky there's a rainbow, or and then the king regret and thought, this is a very different person. Nobody's blood is kind of white. And then I remember one Chinese story, maybe it's a history, I'm not sure. 这个豆哥是不是？ 是不是也是说他的血喷在一个白莲上面了，什么这种？ Yes, and then there's some, also I heard many people who 愿望怎么说的？ 愿望了当然那个愿望。 They said it's a kind of falsely accused, falsely accused by somebody, and he said, oh, after I chopped your chop in my head, I will kind of show a few signs I'm innocent. And the one is something like a body is milk, like white, milky white, and like that. It's heard about these stories. Of course, it's an encouraging story. Yes, or it's, there are more details. 7,000 kind of practitioners are expelled or get rid of from that country by this king. And this is a heroic kind of deed, as we said before, in order to help sentient beings, he can face his own suffering without kind of seeking his own safety, try to do good, even though there is a sacrifice, it has to be a sacrifice. I think maybe in the Christian tradition there are a lot of this, maybe not similar, but kind of stories about this sacrifice. It's big kind of tradition. And then said, this is a kind of a compassionate person, bodhisattvas, in order to help other sentient beings, he exchanged his own suffering, one person's suffering, but can benefit rest people or future, for future people who can live happily. I remember one person, maybe this is too political, then I don't think it's good to say. And then next one is, say, if you do this practice of thinking of others, and always this practice, what is the kind of merit, or, and then this part. And this is an ornament of a sutra. In this set, he said, because of one person who wanted to help other sentient beings, these persons, people who have possess the compassion, great compassion. So he made a lot of effort to help sentient beings, even though in some practitioners, and then said, even though they have to go to hell in order to sentient being, in order to help sentient beings, they will do it. And then it's like a happy place to go. Generally, if you say hell or something, they're kind of terrified or very uncomfortable kind of words. But for bodhisattvas, in order to help sentient beings, it's like saying you are inviting them to go to a dinner or something, good place for, I said, in order to help sentient beings. It's for other sentient beings, if it's helping relief from suffering, go beyond suffering to help other sentient beings to achieve happiness, then they said, oh, then this short life anyway have to go, or anyway have to die, this, so doesn't matter. So they are not afraid of go to hell or something like that. So this is because they already habituated this compassion so solid and very strong, and otherwise normally people won't do this, or not able, not brave enough, not wise enough, not capable enough to do this. And even you say you can help sentient beings one side, the other side you have a good place to go and to do meditation, and there is a good environment, a good teacher there, that they said, oh, in order to help sentient beings, if I'm in capable to help, I will go first to do help sentient beings. As I said, it's although we, even this is a kind of a difficult environment, they will still go there to help sentient beings. And then this is a very beautifully written kind of poem. It said, it said that you can change suffering and pleasure and pain, or happiness and suffering, this practice, in order to help other sentient beings. Then eventually you have this courage and feeling of pleasant, kind of very happy to be able to help sentient beings, and not kind of become very, very suspicious or calculative mind, but it's general, kind of a genuine happiness, genuine kind of willing to help. And it said the bodhisattva practice of the bodhisattva deeds, it's like warriors who kind of inner warriors with the fighting battles of emotion and selfish kind of many selfish motivations, and to conquer ignorance through these conquering afflicted emotions and afflicted thoughts, distorted views or thoughts, and then to transform themselves and also helping others. So for these people, these kind of great beings, go to hell, it's like even if there is a chance or a capability, or there is a opportunity to help sentient beings, even in hell they will kind of very happily to stay there. It's like a swine. In that swines are in the hot days jumping into very nice temperature, the kind of lakes. They are very happily deep into lakes. So similarly, the bodhisattvas go to hells like swines went to a lake, lotus lake. So if you really think about this, only if this line only, then you feel encouraged by bodhisattva's deeds, very, very kind of special. normal people cannot do much of this. But I remember some people, so they have had some pain before, and after that he don't want other people falling into same pain and difficult situation, so they in order to help other people not having same trouble or something, they willing to sacrifice, willing to take risk to warn other people. These existed actually. Yes, please.
The ocean-like immensity of joy, rising when all beings will be free. Will this not be enough? Will this not satisfy? The wish for my own freedom, what is that to me?
So you also were talking about the fruition or merit. So sentient beings, other sentient beings achieved some temporary or permanent happiness and liberated or matured their mind, then one should be very, very happy. It, like a father or mother raising kids, they were doing very well, very successful, very healthy or something, then parents will be kind of very comfort or happy by that situation. Similarly, if there are so many sentient beings from cycle of existence, not to temporary kind of situation, but it's a from future sufferings, waiting, not the cutting off from past kind of negative consequences, and then it's not one beings but unlimited beings, then with this aspiration or doing this, you will be kind of generate a very great, vast happiness, like ocean, he said. And then he said, you are not satisfied this kind of ocean-like happiness by helping others. If you are happy about this great joy and happiness time, then why only thinking about oneself? If one's kind of achievement of gone beyond suffering and samsara, it's like that. So, for only just thinking about helping others, you will be happy. This theory, if you don't help, you don't really can taste that kind of helping others will generate happiness. These are not kind of experienced. It's as we said, it's like parents, if they have this compassion towards their kids, normally they do, of course. And then they understand the parents' kind of a motivation and their mental kind of a satisfaction by what they do and what they cannot do, what is suffering, but bring them suffering. So kind of their children or ill or something, some problems, they will be very deeply traumatized, or sometimes it's very hurrying, sometimes very even they wanted to, if able to, they want to kind of exchange that pain and the difficult, they want to bear that pain for themselves instead than the kids. Similarly, bodhisattvas, we can say compassionate people who really help the practice of this to help other sentient beings will bring peace and satisfaction, or even there's a kind of a no regret. If you say, "Oh, I will happy because of benefit my only myself," then many people have this lot of experience of this. You buy this, you do this, did so many things, but very angry, still not kind of satisfied, in still insecurity and the feelings, and sometimes also still frustrations, that those are commonly seen. So in the family, they will realize, the individual kind of satisfactions by material, buying things or doing things are not really helping one's mind in deep way, because as we said, the virtual, non-virtual is the self and others related kind of concept. If you say, and of course you can say for yourself also too. And then virtuous deeds will bring happiness, non-virtuous will bring suffering. That's very true. Even though you are spending your own wealth or money, something to buy, but if you are aware of yours in consuming or spending your money is harming environment, harming other sentient beings, or kind of harming some causing disharmony of other people, disturbing others' mind, then you don't feel happy. Although even have a short temporary happy, but long term there's no happiness. That's why people do many things, drug or many things. And so it's important to recognize, or although we don't have a great kind of, how to say, we are not very wealthy to say help all sentient beings, poor people or even number of people, it's difficult, but still you have this aspiration. I said there's a limitation for one's possessions, but there's no limitation one's aspiration. So you should keep this aspiration and also keep some practice as much as you can. Then we'll see that is a good way to make this life more meaningful. It's said also meaningful and non-meaningful. Also two ways. One is self-accomplishment, and then what you kind of brought benefit to sentient beings. If both are good, then more satisfied. So this is also Bodhisattva's way of Bodhisattva. He said, first, this don't harm another, resisting or don't harm others, sentient beings. And then fulfill yourself, or you can do something. You continue life or after life, even though you continue to hearing and contemplation and practice these, or you have a kind of a enrich yourself, and then eventually you will be in a position to help sentient beings. So in this beginning and until end, middle and end, you always have other sentient beings in your mind, then it's very important. Next one. This is also a very difficult one for people. If you did something, you have to be recognized and praised or remembered or repay your kindness, or you did something. And then even people have this is a kind of bargaining part or kind of a condition. You should hijack something or bargain something, or you say, oh, I did this, so it's something kind of blaming people, and all this happens. And then it's said, even one did something and then all propagating said, oh, I did this, I did this, then that make people think important or kind of remembered by people. And these are seeking, understand as not purely kind of motivation of helping others, but rather more still in eightwardly kind of view. Eightwardly view is, I want the happiness, I don't want any pain. I want to gain and not lose. I want to be praised, not to criticize. I want to become a kind of a center of attention, not kind of ignored by people. So these are kind of a weakness of people, generally say, make people weak because of these. So once you're falling into that kind of a part, you won't successfully achieve big things, but you can eat yourself up, and then eventually kind of mixed some kind of white and negative karma. And then this way, he said, purely help other sentient being is very important. Even you did great achievement, and your country, you're helping one country for 50 years or more, but you still have a thinking this is your kind of opportunity to serve as sentient beings as much as you can, and not thinking about name and other things, because name or other gains are very, very short kind of a outcome. Even you have a good name after 20, 30 years, even you pass away or you're dead about 50 years, not many people, that generation gone, not many people really remember you. So remember or doesn't remember really doesn't much matter. It said, if you think ahead of your 100 year before or 100 year after, 100 year is really quite quick. It said 10, 10, 10, like it's coming, and so before 100 years, you are far, not born yet. So a whole kind of a new, a whole different generation lives in this earth, on this earth. And after 100 years, a whole new generation lives there. So between that, you kind of in order to, for money or for anything to kind of struggle and then fighting for this, fighting for that, if it's not for good purpose, especially very selfish and then motivated kind of fightings, are not much use. Even you lose or you gain, end up it's same. Everybody have to go. Of course, generally people won't think that way. From past and future kind of position, future times. But if you think this way, you will be much relieved, free yourself from many argument and fightings and small things and here and there. It's just unjust, but it's more kind of a humanity, how become kind of a full mature human condition is very important. And of course, from our understanding, and if there's a life after life, so that is just one step, stations, one place. One form of life, you did this, and I will continue that journey. Then he said, everyone dies, death. It's a kind of proverb. intervention, everyone will die, but no one really dies, because we are continuation of a consciousness, so really not, you cannot say consciousness anytime there are kind of a momentarily changing, so not, you can say I'm dying every time, or you can say I'll never die, because it's like that, just changing. Containers changing forms, but they keep continue. Okay, it's this one. It said, because we have this, of course everybody have able to understand meanings and other people's how, or other people's view and expressions, or you have to accordingly act and reply. So, but it said, small kind of disrespect, small, although other people showing some attitude or something, easily people misunderstand. Some are negative, the positive attitude, but people reading as a negative because of that kind of distrust or self-protected kind of motivations. Easily read or your perceptions are very, what you see and hear very much different because of how much attachment you have. So it is said, even other slides can disparagement, and then you try to defend. And then it said, it's because of you don't want suffering, so you are trying to defend. So same as same way, you should transform this habituation as a big we. All sentient beings are same, who don't want suffering, who want happiness. So we try to habituate this, although this is maybe not good habituation, but we can transform the content and directions, then become good. So used to I guard myself, but now I guard all of you by this habituation. Then it's become positive. And then exchanging part of the practice. It said the drop of a with a spoon. And blood, belonged to others. Yet through strong habituation, I come to have its regard as a sense of the I. Though in itself, it is devoid of entity. So Shantideva, as a follower of Madhyamika philosophy and Nagarjuna, the kind of this is same school, and then of course it said in this body human form, why we think this is me, because this is a relative kind of a concept. In relative concept, Shantideva not rejecting that this is a me, existed, this is my body, this is my anything, these are not argued, and then also admit, or maybe 程序有这种说法吗？ Yes, he said this is all. But in, always in reading these are very important to separate, or you can say from different angle, or it's one is relative truth, and then ultimate truth. Ultimate truth means that how we existed. If you analyze the situation, is this body really me, or and then form and feelings and perceptions, formations, and consciousness. If you kind of using this analytical power to see, to check, or to deeply analyze this physical form, how, if you say I and the mind, from grammar kind of, you can see there's a, one is subject, one is the object, this mind, this is I. But any time, this mind and I is changing position all the time. If you say you and me, or this is yours, this is mine, then it's this is my body, this is your body. Then it's a kind of understanding these two level. And then if you say, oh, and this is me. Introduce yourself. Then they will say, "This isn't me." Won't say, "This is I will introduce you. This is my body." It's like that. So similarly, I and me. It's mine, or it's there's a. This is I think it's philosophy. And in Western, there's a philosopher, Descartes or something, right? He said, because of I thought, I'm thinking of, I'm existed or something. It's a words, because I can, or I'm thinking. So the thinker is the proof of I'm existed or something like that. I'm not quite sure the original words. But that in Buddhist will say, then you see, when you say my, because I am thinking, then who is I? If you say this is my thinking, that yes, I totally understand. When you say, so it's a problem of I. And then you will see that what belong also changing, mind also, concept of mind also changing because of I. And anyway, this is same here, sperm and the blood, and then in Buddhist theory, of course, say this is mind-body issue of at that time. And then, but this is a condition form of a, like a human being. As a human being, we form like this. It's a kind of our condition. But if you physically say, this is my name, this is me, I raises this, you cannot pinpoint any physical body, say this is a me. Because there's a famous kind of philosophy from Chantakirti. He said, as like a car, you can take away each car's kind of parts, parts, then you won't see any cars. And then when you kind of combine these, if individual small parts are, there's no car element, they know this is, you can identify as a car, then this is, you can identify this is a, school or any models in this and that. But these can use for other purpose, so if there's no kind of identity of a car itself. If you identify one is their nature is this and pinpoint as a this, then they cannot use for purpose against their nature. So if there's no nature, the self, no intrinsic existence of these natures, so it said it's there's no self. But here it said anything, habituation will make you even don't have to think, but you can see this is my, this is me, and then these are relative kind of concept are matured or work in this way because of a habituation. And of course, you know, Buddhist teachings often, of course, say the father and mother's kind of blood and these become formed as a sentient being or human beings. But third factor, also talking about third factor, in scientific community, I don't think still they don't see the consciousness arises, leaves, these are not in their calculation or their kind of understanding and they cannot confirm this. Generally, it's kind of more mechanic, you know, or chemical level of reactions. There's this, these are fundamental differences. And then, as we said, if you read the Ananda Taijin, the humans before that, Ananda, let's see, we're talking about the how fetus or these how consciousness merge into one's fetus, right? When the child, very small, tiny, becoming like a human form. In this process, very scientific, very clear. I said in ancient time, I have a book here. It said each day, each time, until 10 months or 9 months or 10 months, there said very clear the process of maturity and the development of an infant. Not infant, very small. When the sperm and the womb blood coming together, since from that and in the beginning, said sutra of entering one's kind of mind entering into body like that. Yeah, maybe you, if you're interested in, there's English version of the sutra too. Sutra on entering the womb, then we'll see that Buddhist kind of explanation about the mind and body in relative kind of terms. Yes, please.
And so, why not identify another's body, calling it Maya? And vice versa, why should it be hard to think of this, my body, as another's?
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you say that in our body, essentially we don't have say this is my permanent kind of a home or permanent identity as this body. This body, in sometimes we pick up, sometimes we will leave this body. And then they said, you already changed so many bodies in the past, from beginningless of lifetime. You cannot really remember first life. So, it's like we changed so many clothes and pants or kind of anything. It's like that. So why you don't think about others body as yourself? You can feel their skin and their needs and then their kind of a exchange of the position, even body. I remember in Buddha's few sutras, one Vimalakirti Sutra also said, I think it's Ananda or some monk, it's as if they're very restricted, pure, and then don't want to touch any women or something like that. And then ladies are giving kind of flower and offer flower to a monk and they pull flower on their neck and they say, oh, no, I don't want you to close to me or touch me or something like that. Rejected. Then Brahmalakirti made some miracle power and then exchanged the body. And Ananda suddenly become a woman's body or something. Then he thought it's a wrong way to treat others this way. So he learned lessons from exchanging body. So I think these are very important. Yes, please.
Receiving the faults possessed by the ocean of good qualities that are in heaven, I shall lay aside all over myself and gain the habit of adopting other beings.
He said, this from the benefit, I think it's a merit or to practice or think of or exchanging. The mind exchanging is where the visualization and the thinking about this is very unusual because normally you say people lives in their own box or wear their own skin. And very difficult to go beyond that boundary. And once you intentionally train yourself, thinking about, even you communicate the way it helps others, suffering and pain and pleasure, what they want, what they kind of made them too difficult to suffer, or made suffering for them. So you, even words, communication will help to understand each other. But also, once you have this concern, you have this care and loving compassion is more useful. If you don't care much, then you even heard of others' problem or something, it's become burden or diswanted kind of a dislike kind of situation. But once you, the mind is very powerful, then you kind of become fast, open mind. And then one sutra also mentioned in Varanasi, there is a Brahmin kind of family, born lady. She likes tiger very much, and then always kind of visualizing the tiger and the morphons before that. It's a kind of walking way of tigers walking and shout, kind of tigers, roar, it's like tiger. And then, of course, this is a more legendary way to say, but they said she eventually become a tiger, and then the neighboring or people were afraid of very much of her. And then, this is story, but it means the habituation practice, how you think is very important. You said, we are what we think. He said, we are what we think. We said, because we are what we think, our thinking will drive us, our future, and our kind of, the future depends on our thinking. And bad or good karma also, followed, or by the wish and the aspiration of thinking, and actions also followed, and then resulted also good result, bad result also can lies on the thoughts and aspirations. So he said, difficult to conquer or become a generous person or become kind of care of others. It's because of we have a strong I, cherishing one's kind of I, idea of I, me or these. And then from this we have a limited capacity. These are because of guarding ourselves too much over, sometimes it's over cautious. Or sometimes it's once you had some burden or problems, then you think this is a, you never forgive or others. Once these, because of a strong I, we don't, if this is a thinking of too much selfish or self-centered will bring more suffering. And if we're able to kind of experience others' position and others' skin or feel others' needs, and then we can kind of accumulate, we can, the problem of too much thinking of yourself and the benefit of thinking of others, once recognize and deeply analyze this too, then we were willing to kind of not to grasp in too much of a self. The habituation would kind of decrease. So we are more habituated to adopt others, help other sentient beings, not in focusing on ourself. And so like side of all love of self and gain the habituation, adopting the other beings. So, used to more self-loving, but how do you love yourself? Sometimes don't know. Because of too much love for self, love for self and others, it's no problem. Generally, we can say, you should love yourself, you should love others. But, if you love yourself, increases greed, increase anger, increase ignorance, then it's not the way of loving yourself. That's something wrong. And then, because these leads into negative consequences. And even as a Buddhist teaching often said, greed, anger, and ignorance, it's kind of a unfortunate kind of three lower realms. Because cause of three lower realms, it's the three. So you love self, but sent yourself into a horrible kind of a situation. It's not good enough. It's loving yourself and then help yourself reduce the suffering, reduce anger, reduce the greed and the some level of renunciation and understanding. That's temporariness of the world and the some level of care of others, compassion, cultivate antidote of selfish and hatred is compassion, and appreciation and renunciation is the too much attachment or desire or something to attachment. And then the wisdom, knowing the nature of phenomena, nature of I, selflessness or the emptiness, then we kind of gone beyond of realness. If any realness, there is a realness, then the self-attachment will rise, follow after. So it said, if you love yourself, then use the right, proper way to love yourself. If you love others, also you should kind of use similar way to help others reduce their suffering from long-term and short-term kind of situation. This is kind of skillful means to use these emotions and use these possessions, use merit to help others, even use this body, speech, and mind. And then,
just like hands and arms, ourselves
This is as we said this before, also using this similar said how you guard your use your hand to guard hurting food or some feet or something. So similarly here also said everybody recognize the ones kind of the feet or hands, these are part of your body. And similarly, we should also think about other sentient beings are other sentient beings. We are in basically same, as many great teachers said, we are basically same physically. We are kind of similar very much as a human being, like. And then mentally, also emotionally, we are same. That means we all have these afflicted emotions with attachment, anger, or some kind of greed. Everybody have these elements. How control is there with different people have a different way to use or kind of achieve. But fundamentally, we have the same kind of afflicted emotions. And also afflicted thoughts, also the potential of the thinking of this bad and the good, this way also same. Then we should kind of think not only this body, different parts of body is me, but also in sentient being as a kind of a, have the same condition. So we don't have a strong demarcation of self and others, so different, very different. If you look their language and their clothing or kind of background, social background, status, job, title or something different, then we thought we are very different. Actually, it's wrong, kind of ignorant. We are pretty much same. even monk or lay people, quite same. Fundamentally, it's the same. Man or woman, also same. Usually, because of gender, people treat them very differently, and even way of a sit and the way of talking, and even you can go or not go. You can way of contributing, treating salaries and many things, voting. So different, but it said it we are same. Especially, let me see. In a Mahayana tradition, there are a few texts also said it's better to have a mixed kind of aspiration to achieve praying, saying I shall mix life or be in male's form. Or in some pure land, there's no female, something like that. But also other kind of later the sutras also mentioned these female or male doesn't really mean the gender difference. It said it's purely because of the confidence to once kind of believe they have a possessed Buddha nature. They call this because of a that make people very powerful and confident and encouraging people. So these are similar. Physically, normally men are more powerful, physical power. They use this term, but it said it's not ultimate. The teaching may mean to sometimes you say, oh, men are born better or women or something. This because of, you should understand these are saying because of the understand one's confident understand confidently understand one can achieve Buddhahood because everybody possess Buddha nature, then it's called male. If ones who don't really trust or discomfort about thinking, oh, I never achieve Buddhahood anyway, then it's called female, something like that. And then they also further mentioned if a male, a female, who have this similar confident think I'm going to achieve Buddhahood, then it's called male. Something like that. Maybe female, male, these are very controversial, so doesn't maybe better say not much. Actually, we can say in Mahayana teachings, they have four immeasurable aspirations, loving kindness, compassion, and the rejoice and equanimity. The first three rely on this, the last one. Without last one, there is no equanimity or no immeasurable, something immeasurable. This equanimity means sentient beings are equal. Then without this aspiration, we don't have a bodhisattva path. We don't have a Mahayana path. And also, more mentioned in Vajrayana text, he said, if you say individual, one person have some problem, then maybe it's maybe kind of your freedom to express that way. But if you generalize women, say women are not this and that, then it's against the vow, or the working the fundamental 14, one of the 14 vows. So it's a kind of a, and also enlightenment means something internally, mind achievement or consciousness, or you can say transform into wisdom, that it's not slightly related to any gender or physical body, because I have a finger or somebody have a five or six, or it doesn't matter. Even you have a 10 head or something, as long as you become enlightened mind, the same. Because the cosmic kind of beings in a universe, there are many, in Buddhist teaching also mentioned, many form of lives. Some are very, very kind of unique, or you can say, even you see those one, maybe you're going to immediately unconscious or something, but they are not harmful beings. Even they said human realms, they have a majorly, you can say, for the, there are so many, but major, let's say, human realms, four or eight major kind of realms. Some are completely very different with from us. Way of meeting and raising their kind of young ones are very, very different. We have this family, kind of most places have the family raising these parents, mother, sometimes it's more caring the parents. But in some realms said, they don't have a parenthood kind of a concept much. After they have a kind of bad one, and because they are very, very rich in kind of a society, and even they have a, we have maybe spending 16 years, we thought, or 18 years, 20 years, then one become an adult or something, people. But in those realms, some other kind of places, although they are also called human being, but very different, they're raised by the society. Everyone can kind of become adult. They also carry each other. There is no kind of a strong fighting this nature. So, and the rich natural resources, every place you can go, it's kind of get food or something very easy. So, I don't remember there are particular descriptions in detail, life, way of life, and born, death, everything. But I think one is that they have a very fixed kind of age. Everybody has a similar kind of end. And these are very interesting, anyway. So, And Amory said, why be then even boost the teaching of sutras also in some sutras said this? Because it said, teachings often according one is the students or disciples' mental disposition to teach teachings. And also there is a culture and the societal environment kind of aspect of skillful means to teach. And then those are called not ultimate means, but kind of a skillful kind of a not meant by that, but it's a way to kind of encourage virtues and then things like that. But generally you can say in Buddhist teachings, there is no teachings from Buddha said only you can teach for male and not female, not exist. And the vowel also same level vowel, Pratimoksha vowel, Bodhisattva vowel, Vajrayana vowel, it's completely the same. There's no, nothing, the monk or nun's vowels are a little bit different because of how you're taking care of a monthly kind of a blood or something. It's not related to kind of discrimination. It's a kind of genuine kind of a physical differences. Otherwise the level is same. And then in the Buddha's time, arhat already have a highly enlightened females. So his kind of stepmother of a Buddha and his wife and also other students who from the kind of fortunate or unfortunate family background. Some have a very difficult life story. Some are very, very rich and a very easy life. But these also become arhat and enlightened kind of beings from his time, since they're already in community or non-community existed. So you can say there is not much really in kind of teachings, kind of discrimination of females. So as we said, we should understand each other and the sentient beings. And then even though some are not look like us, similar kind of feature, but we still think they are sentient beings. And I remember once we are young kids, if there is some people have the leg problems or some people have this lunch with the traditional tutron, only split lip. And some kids, especially the walking is different. Some never seen. Then it's so funny. This is how you walk like this way. And sometimes, then parents will say, don't laugh at other people. Otherwise, you maybe one day also become like that. So they were very kind of, saying bodies are changing. Once we maybe also, a little of this physical body, some animals seeing us and immediately flees or run away. So you can see we are afraid by many animals, fish or some small beings. Maybe we will stop here. Maybe I've said too much. Maybe. We will finish this part. Mm. So it's said, for example, when we sleep, we have a dream, and then that time we have a kind of dream body. We think we are moving and talking and doing this and that. So in a dream, although you are not going anywhere, not talking, you are closing your eyes, but you still kind of have a opposite or different form of a body, dream body, like illusion. You are doing this and that. So because of a normal habituation, we have this in this body, even in a dream time, or even sometimes say the embargo or the after death, we have a mind body also too. Have possessed in some kind of a sense of we have a can see and a can hear and because of mind, but we still think we carrying on all kind of so much habituation. We thought we carrying our body with us. Similarly, this body and the from beginning of the morning to the end of life, we have a breathing and we have a heart beating, blood circulation or digest system also working. So we have a very strong bond and attachment towards this body. So that habituation is very deep, understandable to think this is a mind, me. But still we have to analyze or understand this is just a habituation. Once you habituate with your car, just thinking this is my car and this is me and the thinking, then for a long time you also have a kind of a difficult from the kind of emotionally attachment towards kind of a place you stay or the car you drive. That also, even though this is a iron kind of a cold object, but you still have this kind of a familiarity through the cultivation of the habituation, strong bound. Even some people say, oh, this is a, some object they thought this is a very important, dear to them, meaningful. And then, I think nowadays have Japan or many society have these plastic ladies or something, married with a man or something, women, this happens. So you can see, you don't have to be a breathing kind of a live sentient beings. Even object become once attachment to strong, they want to marry these. So he said, you can change your, in this, so we should have a, as a deliver, exchange of position and the feeling others feeling. These are just as a connection with this form, devoid of self. My sense of I wells through strong habituation. Why should not the thought of I through habit not raise related to others, then others kind of situation, condition, even form of others, you also strongly kind of able to understand that in Buddhist practice of compassion doesn't mean sympathy or you kind of feeling same pain. That is a part of that practice, but not fully saying that is all. Not empathy, not sympathy, not pity, of course. What is then? First, you have a sense of understanding, understanding others' position, but nothing necessarily you feel same pain, and you also very had a very difficult emotion because of you should be very sad for others. Not like that. You should be very encouraged and then willing to help. If you are drawn into sadness and then pain, there is no help and the aspect of aspiration, not to bring them into enlightenment, but even say, oh, pair of a suffering person. You add more additional salt on the other's wound or something. If you become paralyzed or you become like exhausted, and also you drown yourself into like a negative blaming and or let's say sadness, ocean of sadness, then it's not no, there's no help. It's when they said, or even go to hell, that means they're not become additional hell beings. They said, oh, in the hell, I can help others. They said, so it's a very different kind of just thinking of that. But it said, oh, I have this ability and I also can tease out the pain and the suffering of others or release from suffering. I can do something that is a compassion in Tibetan words and Chinese words also same. There is elements of bring others happiness and the cause of happiness. They leave the core, make them reduce their suffering and the cause of suffering. Then that's called the compassion. If you cannot increase happiness and the cause of happiness, cannot decrease the cause of harm and the suffering, then where is the compassion? It's a kind of said, it's a pure, if you say you understand others, then next is what you want. Then you say, oh, well, I want happiness, not suffering. Then what you should do, like these are related together. If you say, oh, I understand suffering, that's all. Then it's like TV or something. There's a kind of program, but no thought. Carry on from program. But this is just my opinion. Maybe we stop here. That's okay. Omniscience. Defeat the wrongdoing. From standing waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From ocean of the six. May all beings be true. May all beings be complete. The ocean of the ancients was attained to sacred kayas that rises from the east. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained. And thereby many other mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death.